Hello, I'm David calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. And then we'll speak to one of the authors responsible for the household. Would that be you?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Is your home a single home, single family home, a detached, a townhome, apartment?
It is a single detached home.
Thank you so much. Do you own or rent your home?
Are you conducting some research?
Oh, this is for, well, we are from Florida International University. We're just conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Do you own or rent your home?
I own it.
Thank you. Please tell me, what year was your home built?
1980.
1980.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
What department of FIU is doing this survey?
What department? We're actually in Miami, Florida. If needed, Research Office.
But which department though? I mean, there's research in nursing and research in medicine and research in engineering. Which department are you with?
Metro Research Office. If needed, I can give you a phone number, which is 786-565-2220.
Can you give me that again?
Sure. 786.
Okay. Uh-huh.
565-2220.
Okay. Yeah, but I apologize. I'm just leery when I get a phone call from somebody I don't know. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. So, correct, 1980, you mentioned, correct, that was when your home was built.
Uh-huh.
So that's basically 44. Okay, nice. Give me one second. Let me save your response. Have any upgrade modifications been made to the property, such as roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades?
Oh, yeah, there was a new roof put on it about 10 years ago.
Thank you. How about structural upgrades, race home, or others, and you can specify?
No, nothing.
No? Thank you. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
72.
Thank you so much. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm or Category 1 hurricane?
Yes.
Category 2 hurricane? Category 3 hurricane? Okay. Category 4 hurricane? Category 5 hurricane?
Probably 4, but I don't think I've ever experienced a 5. We thought we were going to get one, but
mm-hmm.
It didn't happen.
Okay, so between all these options, category number 4 only.
I'm saying that I've had all of them. I'm 72 years old, and I'm born and raised in the coast of Florida. So yeah, I've had all of them. Except I don't think I've ever experienced a 5. I really don't remember. I mean, I could have when I was a little kid, but I really don't remember.
Okay, so let me save your responses then.
Okay.
Now, can you tell me the name or year of the tropical storm?
Honestly, I can't. They come every year.
You don't remember. Okay. And how about a category number 1, hurricane?
Probably the last one was 2017, but there have been plenty of other ones, too.
2017. Okay. Thank you. How about a category number 2, hurricane?
Same thing. I really don't know.
You don't know.
I think Matthew was a 2, so that would be 16.
Matthew, okay. Thank you. Let me see if he responds. Thank you. And how about a category 3, hurricane?
Don't know. I honestly don't know.
Thank you. And how about the last one, category 4?
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let me save your responses. Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
Thank you. What was the estimated damage in dollars?
I'd say $40,000.
$40,000. Thank you so much. The next question, can you tell me where the primary causes of damage to your home? What were
flooding.
The primary?
Flooding.
Flooding, thank you. We also have, between the options, we also have wind debris breaking windows, wind damaging the roof, ocean surge, trees falling on house, or something else that you can specify.
Is flooding an option?
Yes, this one. I already selected
okay.
This one.
Okay, yeah. That's what it was,
A hurricane. Okay, thank you. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, not too vulnerable?
Somewhat vulnerable.
Thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened you, your home, how would you prepare?
Well, that kind of depends on how serious it is. I don't like leaving because I live on an island, and if I leave, I can't come back until the Department of Transportation okays the bridges, and it takes days. I would stay here unless it was really, really critical.
Thank you. And save your responses. Thank you so much. Great. The next question, when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? First option, when a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. Second option is when a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Your home is already prepared and it could be secured within a few hours or other.
It's already secured.
It's secure. Thank you so much. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, not certain at all?
Very certain.
Thank you. Please select your top 3 sources of information. I'll give you the options, and, well, you can stop me. Internet sources are other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, WhatsApp, or other?
Probably other. I use the Weather Channel.
At radio?
No, I have it on my phone.
Oh, okay. So between the options, you can pick 3 options.
Okay.
The first one was internet sources or other than social media, radio.
Okay, I'll take that one. I'll take the first one.
Okay. The next one is radio, TV, newspaper, print media.
Okay.
Friends and family.
Yeah, I'll take that one too. Yeah, that one's good.
Okay. Yeah. The next one is friends and family, social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube,
no,
WhatsApp,
not at all.
Or other.
Yeah, no, not that.
Okay. The rest of the options that we have are friends and family, WhatsApp, or other.
Yeah, no, none of those.
Okay, only internet sources and other than social media, newspaper, and we also have radio and TV.
Maybe TV.
TV, thank you. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
4.
Thank you so much. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane, storm, cost of fluid of food and other essentials, cost of a childcare, loss of income or employment, cost of housing, transportation cost, property taxes, cost of insurance, or other, and you can specify?
No.
None of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness. That's the last option. Okay, thank you. Before we continue, I'd really like to thank you for all the answers that you have provided so far. This is really helping me a lot. Thank you so much. The next question, The next question, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone? Yes, a flood zone. Yes, evacuation zone.
Both. It's a flood and an evacuation zone.
Both. Okay. So the third option is yes, both flood and evacuation zone.
Oh, okay. Okay. That would be it then.
Okay. Thank you. What is the letter designation for the flood zone?
I don't remember. It's the, it's like the worst. I mean, I'm like a block away from the ocean and a block away from the intercoastal waterway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Let me give you the options. Letter A, high fluid risk. Letter B, moderate. Letter C, low risk.
Probably A.
Thank you. What is the letter designation for the evacuation zone?
I don't know.
Okay. Let me give you the options. A, all hurricanes. B, category 3 and above hurricanes. C, if advised by authorities. D, if advised by authorities. D, E, I'm sorry, if advised by authorities.
C.
Sorry, could you repeat your answer, please?
Yeah, C.
C, thank you. Okay, the next question, when would you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, probably never or other, and you can specify.
If ordered to evacuate, I might.
If emergency management officials order you to evacuate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then I might. I wouldn't serve it. Might, yeah.
Thank you. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house of nearby friend family? Another location within the estate? As far as possible to another estate? You will not leave under...
I can answer that. I would go to the home of a friend or family member that's close by.
Thank you. How many vehicles are available in the household?
1.
Thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I don't remember. Maybe $1,000.
$1,000. Okay, let me save your response. How confident are you that you could come up with $1,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I'm certain, and I could come up with the full $1,000. I could probably come up with $1,000. I could probably not come up with $1,000. I'm certain.
The first choice. Yeah.
Thank you. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last, 1 year? Which being a decrease significantly over 10%, a decrease on half from 1 to 10%, remain the same, increase on 1 to 10%, or increase the
first election. Yeah, the first.
Okay. How about in the last 1 or 3 years?
It's been significantly. It's been increasing every year.
Decreasing every year. Okay. And we have two more questions between this, the same question, the same section. Between 3 to 5 years, has it increased, decreased?
It's increased.
Okay. Increase somewhat 1 to 10% or increase significantly over 10%?
Probably no more than 10% during that period of time.
Okay, so increase somewhat between 1 to 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your answer?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. And the last one from this section, between 5 to 10 years.
I'll pretty much stay the same.
The same. Okay. Trust is confirmation for the first year, 1 year. You mentioned your answer was increase somewhat 1 to 10%. Is that correct?
Yes.
And between 1 and 3 years, remain the same, increase somewhat 1 to 10%. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, other, or nothing, continue paying higher rate?
I shopped around. I think I changed one.
Change insurance provider?
Yeah.
Thank you. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring? 10%? I want to be insured for the full replacement value, 80 to less than 100, or 60 to less than 80%?
The second choice. The second choice.
80. Okay, thank you. 80 to less than 100%. Thank you. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county? Moving to another county within Florida? Moving to another state? I will not move from my home.
I would, if I had to, I would move to another home within the same county.
Thank you. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider if your mortgage was paid off? Yes? No?
No, I wouldn't. I'd keep it.
Oh, okay. Between the answers, the options, we have yes, no. I have already dropped my insurance. Not applicable, don't have insurance. Which one of the four options?
And what was the question again?
Sure. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
Okay, no.
No, thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
All three.
Thank you. Okay, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
Five is the highest.
Very confidence. Very high confidence.
Four.
Thank you. How much confidence do you have that local land use and planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Can you say that again?
Yes. How much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Five. They definitely consider that now.
Thank you. How much confidence do you have that the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Four.
Thank you. How much confidence do you have that the new developments take into account flood risk?
Four.
Thank you. And the last one from this section, how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
Four.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for all your answers. We're almost done with this. We really appreciate your help.
Okay.
The next question, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected? Okay, between the options. Between the options we have, yes, I believe it is happening and I'll be affected. Or yes, I believe it is happening, but I do not know if I'll be affected. Or yes, I believe it is happening, but I will not be affected. No, I do not believe it is happening, or I don't know if it is happening.
I would go with the second choice.
Okay, the second choice is yes, I believe it is happening, but I do not know if I'll be affected. Is that your...
Right. Yeah.
Thank you.
No, that's it.
If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, or other, and you can specify.
Increase both income and property taxes.
Thank you so much. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet, above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, not at all concerned?
I am moderately concerned, and the reason is because my particular lot is just a little bit, is elevated just a little bit more than the other lots. So they get more damage than I do.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me save your response. Thank you so much. When you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood. You can pick three. Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job or other, and you can specify.
Okay. The first one was the proximity, right? So
the first one was neighborhood.
One. Yeah, the neighborhood. And the schools don't matter to me. You said walkability for one of them?
Correct, walkability.
And crime, that's it. Crime, walkability, and the first choice.
Neighborhood, what's your first choice?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20 years, more than 20 years.
There. Between 10 and 20 years.
Between 10 and 20 years. Thank you. Finally, I just have a few general background questions and we'll be finished. Could you please tell me your age from the scale of 18 to 35, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 or older?
65 or older.
Thank you so much. What is your gender?
Female.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
One.
One?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The next question is, are under 12 years old, but basically None. Okay. And the next one are 65 or older, which you are under the range of 65 or older, correct?
Uh-huh. That's right.
Thank you so much. Let me save your responses. What is your marital status? Single, never married?
Divorced.
Thank you so much. What is the highest grade of the school completed by an adult member of your household? Less than high school, some college graduate, graduate degree, or other, and you can specify.
Graduate degree, PhD.
Graduate degree, thank you. Are you of Hispanic Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. Let me save your responses.
Mm-hmm.
What racial groups do you identify yourself? White, Caucasian, Black African American?
Yes. White Caucasian.
Caucasian. Thank you so much. What is the what language is the most often spoken in your home? English, Spanish, or other? And you can specify.
English. Yeah, English.
Thank you. We're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much. Please tell me which is the income range for your household. Under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30 to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75 to 100,000, over
100,000.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, that was the last, that were all the questions I had. Thank you so much for your help on this. Have a nice evening.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.